Hey, you're listening to Air Majesty Regal Radio on iCultureRadio.com. Stay tuned for more on Air Majesty Regal Radio, where we're impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring the culture.
Respect me, I am the one, pop and watch me flex.
Easy with the threats. Oh no, we is not the same. I could never let you change
me.
Who is you gon' respect? Who could you never check? Who gon' do more to flex? Who was it got protect?
Who is you gon' respect
me?
I am the one, pop and watch me flex.
Me. Easy with the threats. Oh no, we is not the same. I could never let you change
me.
Who is you gon' respect? Who could you never check? Who gon' do more to flex? Who was it got protect?
I am the baddest one that you will ever meet. Say it to your face, oh no, I won't be discreet. I am a freaking legend and I'm making one.
Easy, oh, this way too easy. I am the one.
I do not need applause, I do just need my God. Clearly, I am the star.
Happiness only in anointed, got appointed. XOXL, levitate, level, got DNA.
If God be for me, then who can stand against me? Or you can plan against me simply, but you will not just hit me. I am not just anybody, you can break up in me. I am a child of a king, I get plenty. I am so out of your league, I can start a new league like I'm Remy. I deserve more like I'm Demi. Try to destroy me, but please take your cord off my neck. I ain't Jimmy. I ain't too friendly. Violence is in me. God come and get me. You send me. Call me upset, but it's more than a flex. I'm winning. Yeah. Call me upset, but it's more than a flex. I'm winning.
Pushed on, kicked on, hit on, spit on. This my fight back song. I been did wrong, but I lived on, cause my fight back strong. Pushed on, kicked on, hit on, spit on. This my fight back song. I been did wrong, but I lived on, cause my fight back strong. Did everything you could to tear me down. Still standing, look at me now. Holding my ground, you see the crown. Give me 6 feet, don't touch the gale. I am a queen, I am a king. I am a living legend, worth it now. When in my presence, show nothing but reverence. Remember the courtesy, and the power.
Respecting us now, knowing our worth. Seeing our grind, we doing it first. We conquering all that we've been through. We living it up, cause we know how to work. It's time that we show what we gonna do. Things that are making these people start running to. Better believe this is something new. Fellas are coming through, ready to bump this too.
Let's go. Who is you gonna respect?
Me.
I am the one, pop and watch me flex.
Easy with the threats.
Oh no, we is not the same.
I could never let you change
me.
Who is you gonna respect? Who could you never check? Who gonna do more to flex? Who was it got protect?
Who is you gonna respect?
Me.
I am the one, pop and watch me flex.
Me. Easy with the threats. Oh no, we is not the same. I could never let you change
me.
Who is you gonna respect? Who could you never check? Who gonna do more to flex? Who was it got protect?
Hey, is this art?
Aye.
Cause I wanna paint.
Watch the canvas get flattered. I scribe lines with the truth. Paint portraits like Frida Kahlo. I bond bars with the glue. So me grease with the ink. My loose leaf with the flu. So clearly I am artistically sickly with sticky lyrics, but
none of that matters. The flavor that made them better. Peppered in all my passions. True canvas reveals a platter. I'm not the only deceptive. Are we creatures so devious in it seems? Delusive under the sheets. Disguise insidious schemes. Society, rest in peace. Pieces of wicked arteries. Crevices of our speech. Power. Welcome to greed, like
I want.
For the love of money, whisper
I want.
Couple tens, couple twenties, singing
I want.
Copper pins, copper villa, screaming
I want.
Couple threads, all designer, copper palace by your island. More you fancy your desires, more you stitching up your eyelids. Woo!
Who that little lady from the east side?
AI the anomaly.
Who that little lady from the east side?
AI, I'm going all in.
That little lady from the east side.
716 Nickel City, where I come from.
Who that little lady from the east side?
Yeah. AI, I'm going all in.
They not ready for this lyrical lioness. I annihilate any rhythmical rudiment. I am anomaly. And I've been trying to grind, been trying to move in.
I'm a whole different breed, call me the new kid.
I don't follow the groove, I follow the blueprint. My part of the truth, molding my life, ink in my pen.
Yeah,
they got the truth, but I'm tripping the critics. Ditching this image, I'm dipping the scriptures, I'm fully submitted. Yeah, I'm all in it and authentic. I'm all driven, I'm all cause, I don't involve gimmicks. Yeah, he cleared the canvas and cleaned the cameras and did his business. Lift the pally and place his prop on a podium. Dip the brush in the palette and paint in purpose and all of this.
Who that little lady from the east side?
AI the anomaly.
Who that little lady from the east
east side. Hey, I am going all in, all in. Who that little lady from the east side?
716 Nickel City, where I come from.
Who that little lady from the east side?
Yeah. Hey, I am going all in, all in.
Kingdom, it ain't about nothing. I'm about that biz that caters to the blessing. Loving, living, trying to have the whole team with me. Trying times, trying to get me, trying to get us while we get up. Trying to wake up to that come up. Shake up some of this dumb stuff. Grab hold of the treasure, recovering from pressure. Using pleasure to test us, it's so easy to mess up. But soldier, don't you let up. Truly, I know you fed up. Now we drenched in the red, with crowns on our head. We see bread, and we be spirit-led, till we drenched in the red. With crowns on our head, we hungry, we see bread, and we be spirit-led.
Break that jive up, about to rise up. It's the reason they can't find us. We hidden, he be hiding us. Chase tree be trying to blind us. Suns out, can't outshine us. Whole army behind us. We squad up till it's time's up. Just don't make mention blind up. We got the power wide up. Keep that fire fired up. Secret, they lie to us, but fame it don't apply to us. We higher than a spider jump. Gotta search the web that's found us. Enter this net if you can trust. The Almighty be wondrous. Be prosperous, he steadfast. He chose us, hovered over us, covered over us. We covered, we covered in the blood, and we drenched. We drenched, we drenched in the red. With crowns on our head, we drenched in the red. With crowns on our head, we hungry, we see bread.
Rise up, let's march. We been blood bought. Sons and daughters that obey the Father, that's that kingdom talk. We built the King, Jesus over everything. Our mouths confess his name, and with our hearts we believe that he rose from the grave. Our souls have been saved, saved by grace through faith and not work, so none can boast in his face. We believe in relationship with the God of the Bible, and not religion in dead churches. God come with revival. Light of the world, we high beams. Covered in the blood like crime scenes. The world look down on us, but in the spirit, we taller than y'all. Me fell down, I got dirt on my jeans. But my heart is dry, clean. I can see clear, my eyes clean. I can see him, my God, King.
We drenched in the red, yeah. With crowns spirit on my head, yeah. We hungry, we see bread. And we be spirit-led, yeah. Till we drenched in the red. With crowns on our head, yeah. We hungry, we see bread. And we be spirit-led. We drenched in the red. Walking in authority.
Covered in the blood.
Yeah.
A professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists. You don't have to imagine, it actually exists. Inspire Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance is a professional association focused on urban inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, media, and music. So whether you're a professional artist, creative, executive, ministry leader, fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All urban genres and formats are welcome. Visit Aaliyah.com.
Well, welcome to Air Majesty Regal Radio. Tonight, I am so honored to have with us what I consider a pioneer, Miss Cassandra Thornton Lewis, DJ Lady Grace.
Hey, okay.
DJ.
Yes, we go way back, early days of Holy Hip Hop with Urban Gospel Alliance. She held it down up in the Northeast, Boston, Massachusetts area. So we want to just kind of delve in and get a little bit about your background, Cassandra, how you came to hip hop, how you came to Holy Hip Hop, Christian Hip Hop, and then, you know, the DJing and all of that kind of thing. So, yeah, just let us know.
All right. If I could just share a verse with you that really sparks this off, it's really how I became a DJ.
Yeah.
I was just pulling it up. It comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Okay.
And it says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Mm. I think the first thing I want people to realize is I never wanted to be a DJ. I never, when you're going through school and they ask you what you want to be in elementary, middle, and high school, it was never on the list.
Right.
But interesting enough, when I asked some of my childhood friends, they're like, "You don't remember you were always making mixtapes, you know, with track meets and different stuff. You always had the jams." I was like, "You know, I never."
You made mixtapes back in the day.
Well, you know, like the cassettes. You know how you could listen to
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was on it. Always had to have a jam. So it's interesting. I think that was like God's little foreshadow. You know,
right. Yeah.
Kind of laughing like she just don't know. You know, but
you were in training.
Yeah. So what happened was when I was in college, I went to Northeastern University in Boston. At that time, I was involved with my church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Abundant Life Church, Abundant Life. And it was just, you know, they had a great youth ministry going on. But you know how there's always just seemed to be a disconnect with the word and with it just really sitting mm-hmm. and absorbing with the youth.
Right.
And I had been praying on that. I'm like, "God, you know, help me to be able to deliver your word in a relevant way that they can understand and get excited about it." And so this was like back in 1999. And at that time, a friend of mine in college was like, "Hey, have you heard of this group called The Cross Movement?" I was like, "No." I was like, "You got to check them out. It's a Christian hip hop group from Philly." I said, "Okay." So he let me borrow his CD and I was hooked. And so just a couple of weeks after he let me borrow that CD, couldn't find out they were coming to Cambridge, Massachusetts for an album release party. So I was like, "Oh, we there, you know?" So me and my friends, got a bunch of my friends. We went there and it hit me like a ton of bricks. It was the first time that was my first Christian hip hop concert, mm-hmm. but the youth from my church who were there, as well as the youth from the area, they mm-hmm. had them focused, they had them zoned, not just on the beat, on the rhythm, and not on the lyricism, but they really got the gospel. I mean, you mm-hmm. saw the tears, you know what I mean? The response to the altar call for different things. And it just hit me. I mean, I remember just sitting down my chair. I was like, "This is it, God." It was like an epiphany, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, "This is the tool that's mm-hmm. going to reach masses."
Praise God.
Masses for this generation. And I remember that week, I didn't hesitate. There was a couple of programs going on at my school. One was called CUP, the Council for University Programs. Mm-hmm. They basically help and teach you how to promote and do concerts.
Okay.
Their focus is on producing concerts for the university, but in joining them, you learn how to do it yourself, you know? And so I joined that so I could learn how to produce concerts, but I also joined the school radio station. So I was like, well, you know, if I want to try to get this music out there, and I already knew the church, I was already hearing, they were already mad about Kirk Franklin. So they really were having fits about hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was just like, I don't have time to be dealing with no red tape. You know, I was like, I know for a fact that God, that was you speaking to me at that concert. Like it just really hit me. So I reached out to the school radio station, WRBB. And, you know, they have you do an orientation. And then, you know, you create a demo of what you want to do. You submit it to the general manager. And then they let you know if you're on or not. And right at the time that I decided to join the school radio station, they go live on the internet. Now we're talking about, you know, late 90s. Right. So this is all new. Internet radio is like really, really new. So the school now has their station on internet radio. So it's going to be broadcast everywhere. So I do my demo, you know, I'm putting together my demo, whatever. And general manager was like, "We never had anything Christian hip hop." Like, oh, you know, they were loving it. And they're like, "Oh, this is going to be awesome." So what, you know, normally if you come on new as a radio DJ, you're doing a 3 a.m. slot. you're doing like real early. Nah, they gave me 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays, Sunday afternoons.
But now, were these people of faith or?
No.
No, look at God.
They just loved everything that they were hearing. They couldn't believe the mm-hmm. lyricism. They couldn't believe how clean the beats were, you know. Because, you know, originally when Christian hip hop started off, you know, it was kind of like some Casio keyboard type beats and, you know, it was developing.
I just said Casio keyboard.
Yeah. It was developing.
Wow.
And so they were just blown and they were receiving some of it themselves, you know, so they're like, "Oh, we're going to push this." So they put me on. My radio show was called Soul. Mm-hmm. It was Sundays 3 to 6 p.m. And And through that, that's where I started getting to know different artists, labels, because I was interviewing them for the show. They were inviting me to come out to their concerts, and more music and stuff was coming in. So that was really just a door, really just to get to know everybody.
Right.
So that was like around 99. I did that, I think, till about, I graduated from Northeastern in 2001. And I did the show for about another year after that. So like roughly 2002. And at that point, I've been going to Christian concerts in New York, really the tri-state, New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Got to meet Shekinah, Sister D. Shout out to those ladies.
We were just talking about her.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just family. Corey Red and Precise, we really became tight, just became family. We traveled everywhere, DJing for them. And then I started getting phone calls. Trey Z, I don't know if you remember him, now known as Todd Bangs.
Okay.
So we just became a very tight-knit family. Again, persecution in the church was heavy.
Heavy.
I don't know if you remember back in the day, there was a ministry called X-Ministry, uh-huh. G. Craig Lewis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
He's still around.
He is still around, still persecuting people.
You know, it's... Yeah. So, especially in Boston, I mean, it was everywhere, honestly, at that period, he was everywhere, and we were being, you know, having these confrontations, and honestly, we just wanted dialogue, we wanted to be able to discuss and talk, you know, yeah. So, but honestly, all that persecution, kind of like the early church, it was pushing us closer together,
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. A lot of us didn't have a whole lot of money, so, you know, some people had the gift for producing, some people could write, some people had studios, and we just bartered. We came together as a family, we bartered.
You know how the kingdom is supposed to work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, we putting out albums and traveling. So basically I became a tour DJ. That was pretty much the start of me traveling and DJing for different artists. Again, mostly from Boston, I would say pretty much on a consistent basis between Boston and Maryland, driving. Mm-hmm. I Pimp My Ride was out back then, that show with Exhibit called Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Yes.
To the car scene, and you know, it became part of another group. I think they're based here in Georgia too, Holy Rollers, back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they still together?
I haven't heard anything, you know,
yeah,
recent years, yeah. But I was really, so like I said, I tricked out my car. I called it the E-Mobile. E standing for evangelism. And I had speakers put in the back. I had mics so I could open up my trunk and DJ from out the trunk of my car. Okay. I had lights going around my car. I had the rims. And you know what the blessings was? I was blessed to go through college without having to pay for it. I went to school on a track scholarship.
Hallelujah. So
when I came out, every money that I was making was, you know, right. I could use, you know, for ministry. So that enabled me to do all this, you know, and God was just blessing. I got sponsored, you know, so I wasn't even paying for all of that out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was pretty much the start of me doing mobile DJing. And then again, early 2000s, a group up in Detroit known as Aeon, All or Nothing,
okay.
Erica and Ron, ironically is his name that he's known for producing. Okay. They told me about a friend of theirs named Jason. We called him Magi.
Okay.
And started a group called The Union. And so like it's basically about the body of Christ coming together, you know, with you bringing your gifts to the table and how we can all work together. Mm-hmm. So The Union was formed. That's spelled Y-U-I-N-O-N.
Okay.
And that just created more networking. That was more national, you know?
Yeah.
And we started putting out mixtapes. I don't know if you guys remember the Her Project. It was a CD we did a while back. It was all females. That was put out under The Union.
Oh, no.
Her stood for Healing and Evangelism Through Rhymes, H-E-R.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we put out the Her Project and then put out a few different albums, but then we were putting out pamphlets, like just challenging the hip-hop culture to think about the choices and stuff that they were making, you know?
Awesome.
So, yeah, and then, you know, as you know, more artists started coming into the realm of Christian hip-hop.
Right.
I started getting more phone calls, DJing at different Christian clubs all over the country. There was the U-Turn Lounge in Sun Valley, California. Shout out to Bird. there was, what's the other one? The Oasis up in San Jose, California. I was doing a lot with the Urban Gospel Alliance at that time with Curtis Germany. Shout out to him.
Yay. So
Curtis was bringing me out a lot to California to DJ for different showcases.
Yeah.
Showcases were awesome, by the way, back then.
Yeah.
There was so many
people, yeah.
A lot of platforms. And then it just really started coming down to some artists consistently calling me to DJ for them. So I became more of the main tour DJ for Cross in Minnesota, Bobby Bishop in Massachusetts, and Mark Jane here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Mark Jane, his wife Kathy, are actually my daughter's godparents.
Wonderful.
And R. Swift. You might know Swift from Philly, but he lives down here in Atlanta too now. Very good friend.
There's another Philly artist that recently moved here too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't think of his name. Damn, he was pretty big too.
That's probably recruited him.
Yeah, he just recently moved. Mm-hmm. I would say like in the last 3 months, I want to say.
Oh, real recent.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was just from there, I was getting calls to DJ at Christian clubs. Again, back in like the 2000s, man, Christian clubs were all over the place in this country. Yeah. And the biggest club, I think the most renowned was Club 3 Degrees up in Minnesota.
Okay.
Club 3 Degrees.
Are they still around?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What they did that was so unique than any other place was they weren't just opened. Number one, they're open. Their club was located on a strip of all secular clubs. So let's say, you know, you're walking down the street.
I don't know
Atlanta like that. I don't know if there's a spot where everybody goes to go clubbing. But just picture a Christian club.
No, it's different locations.
Okay. So this area just had like a strip. You know, that's where you went on the weekends. And right in the middle of this strip is this Christian club with state-of-the-art, you know, lighting and promotions, you know. And they had like almost a major artist, a major Christian artist every week.
Wow.
But not only were they open just for the club, but during the week, they were feeding the homeless and having Bible studies with them. Like almost every day,
something
going on. So they were doing it big, man. Cool. So I was actually in town in Minnesota for another event, DJing for some folks. And they get a phone call. They said, hey, we just heard DJ Lady Grace is in town. She want to come to Club 3 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, to me, that was a huge, huge. I was scared at first. Yes. Oh, man. You know, because I would have prepared for that stage. Like, I just want you to think of, like, I don't know. Like, they have everything. This was no, like, small...
Right.
So
yeah,
I think that was one of the most nervous. I was so nervous, but you know, it was great. It went off great. The church staff. So it was run by a church. I can't remember the name of the church that oversaw it. But a lot of the members in the church would come. You know, and basically, a lot of unsafe people were there. Mm-hmm. A lot of teenagers, and they loved it. You know, and if they were getting too close or dancing too, you know, sexual, they're like, hey, okay, you know, gotta, you know, space. But they didn't do it in a way to interrupt their fun. I mean, I wish we could bring that back.
Yeah.
I've always wanted my own club, always wanted my own Christian club.
I got to connect you to a lady by the name of Carissa Northern.
Okay.
Because she has that same desire. Mm-hmm. Actually, she did it. Ephraim Productions.
That sounds real familiar.
Club Jubilee. Club Jubilee, what was the name? And of course, when Holy Hip Hop used to host the conferences here every year, she would host Club Jubilee in a concert with, you know, the things that were going on as far as Christian hip hop. But even here in Atlanta, we struggle. You know, there are a couple of other entities like The Sanctuary and even my brother DJ Network with his Kingdom Reloaded. He has that coming up on September 10th. And I think Sanctuary is September 17th. But the issue with that is they have to find venues to host. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have their own venue. Now, The C Room, headed up by Pastor Kroom. The C Room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they had a great location over in Forest Park, but now they relocated here in the Stonecrest Lithonia area, and they mostly do productions now. They do a lot of TV recording and people who have the need for, you know, filming and recording their shows. So he's doing a lot of that.
Okay.
But there's not a set location, and I know Carissa wants to do that. So, yeah, I just want to, you know, the show is called Air Majesty Regal Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we really are looking, Melba and I had a conversation about, hey, we need to do some more as it relates to females in Christian hip hop.
Yes.
Because there's not, one, a solid platform, and two, you know, Oftentimes women in industry, whatever, which one you want to pick, are marginalized and don't really kind of get the respect that they're always due. Mm-hmm. I want to get your perspective on, you know, females in Christian hip hop. And, you know, if there's something else the community, the industry can do to really kind of widen that door, open that door more.
And when you say the industry, are you talking about the Christian music industry?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh man. You know, I was talking with one of my sisters. So again, with the Her Project, I mean, you know, it was some of the best female lyricists. I really have to try to get you all a copy of this.
Please.
Yes, please do, so we can feature
love
it.
That.
Because you know, yes. You can play that in any secular venue or arena and you're like, woo, you know.
Yeah.
It's just undoubtedly the lyricism is sick. And so just talking with some of my sisters, we still all keep in touch and for the most part. And there needs to be a revival of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's such a loss of virtue today. Oof, what I see. I mean, if I watch the awards show, I don't even know who these females are, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I don't like the content that I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I don't like what I'm seeing on the news about, I just feel like women are not as emotionally stable as they, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can and should be
broken. A lot of brokenness.
Yeah. Right. And we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I forgot to mention to y'all when I was kind of giving you some of my background is, in addition to the tours and the concerts, the other thing that I did with Christian hip hop ministry is that I brought it to prison ministry.
Awesome.
So I did prison ministry probably a little over a decade.
Mm.
And the doors that God opened was, you know, I have a team, you know, we're a bunch of friends that we've known each other for a while, consisting of some are pastors, some are laymen, but really, really know the word well.
Right.
Just have a gift of evangelism, I guess you could say. Some are artists, rap artists, and some are breakdancers. And we all got together and we started doing Christian hip hop prison ministry and, you know, men and women. Juvie and adult facilities.
Nice.
One of the ministries I went through is called Straight Ahead Ministries. I think they're a national organization. So I did prison ministries with them in Massachusetts. And then in Rhode Island, I did it through, what's their name? It'll come back to me. Mission is Possible. The name of the mission. And so, yeah, so every Monday night, so, you know, we'll go in, you know, I bring my music and we did Christian hip hop Bible study. That's how it was advertised in the facilities. And, you know, for the adults, of course, in both facilities, it's, you know, it's open up to whoever wants to come. But for the juvies, what happened was it started becoming so popular that they said, okay, if you get to this certain level and you get to levels by your behavior, then you can attend the Christian hip hop Bible study.
Right.
Then the next thing that started happening was if you attend the Christian hip hop Bible study, it'll be written up and go to the judge. It'll look favorable on your sentencing.
Wow.
It's really starting to take foot. Then we got contacted by a parole officer saying, you need to have this outside, not just in prison. Like it's, you know, the attitude, the mindset, these kids are just changed. But it was all the gospel.
Wow.
And then the other thing, I remember a kid asking me one time, he's like, you're not one of my relatives. Nobody pays you to be here. Why do you come every week, every week?
Mm-hmm.
And he just started crying, you know, just pouring. You know, nobody's, you know, why would you care so much to be here? And we were only supposed to be there for an hour sometimes. And we started at 7 p.m. Sometimes we didn't leave till 10 o'clock.
Wow.
And 11 o'clock. And just, we ourselves weren't breaking the rules. It was them allowing us to continue to be there. And so we just saw some phenomenal changes, man. And some of the repeat offenders, you know, especially with the juvies. Uh-huh. They just couldn't believe that these are the same kids. So in Rhode Island, when I was living in Rhode Island for a short period, we reopened a Christian hip hop cafe called the Underground 101. Pastor Derek Collin is the one who first started it. And when I moved to Rhode Island from Massachusetts, one week after being there, he called me. He was actually the youth pastor at Urban D's Church at Flavor Fest.
Okay.
So one week after I moved to Rhode Island, this was in 2009, I just felt like God telling me to move there. I was still working in Boston, so that was a little over an hour commute.
Right.
I didn't know why I was there. I was like, God, you got me here. And he calls me just to say hi and tell me, hey, you know, God told me to move back to Rhode Island. Just calling to let you know I'm here. He didn't know that I moved.
Wow.
I said, D. I was like, God told me the same thing.
You said, wow.
So we ended up, a bunch of our friends, we opened the Underground 101. So mm-hmm. It was a Christian hip hop cafe. We got these kids coming out of juvie, going to the cafe, hearing the word of God. We had break dancers in one room. We had a whole stage. It was like a 3D train. It was a train station. One of my friends is really, really good graffiti artist. His name is Paris Fisher.
Okay.
And he had, it looks like you could, it was a flat wall, but it looked like it was a tunnel. He made it look like a tunnel, yeah. But it looked like you could walk through it. Phenomenal.
Right.
And so with all the artists I had gotten to know from DJing, you know, all over the country, I was bringing them in. I was exercising mm-hmm. my promoting skills that I learned in college, you know?
Oh, wow.
So we were bringing in major artists. We had K-Drama. We had different reggae, Monty G and them. We brought in reggae. We had Lisa McClellan come in for a mm-hmm. tour. What's his name? Young President? I think that was his name, Young Prez.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so.
Wow.
So going back to what we were saying, I mean, I'm still seeing, so here we are present day, and I feel like there's a lack of that ministry side of Christian hip hop.
It is. It is.
Yeah. I miss those glory days of where you were just so filled with the Spirit and pouring out from your heart that it was pouring out. You know what I mean?
You could feel it.
I used to have parents come up to me after concerts and they were like, I hate hip hop. They say, but I will buy this CD. You know, it was ministering to me. She goes, and I hate hip hop because it's good of God. You know what I mean? Just flowing the testimonies.
Yeah.
So we have to remember, again, talking about Christian hip hop back in the 90s, well, you know, 90s, 2000s, people were writing their testimonies on these songs over heavy hot beats.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember Lecrae's song, Will You Take Me As I Am? If you remember that back.
Yeah.
It's 5:46 in the morning, tossing and turning. You know, that was a heavy hitter for kids in prison, man. I'm like, whoa, they're like, that's me. Something they could identify. I don't hear that anymore. I don't hear that anymore.
Yeah. I've often said, I think when we're doing music ministry, we have to make it storyline based. So people can identify with whatever you're presenting and see it in themselves and in their lives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you actually wrote a book called The Black Church and the Hip Hop Culture. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the book is actually an anthology. So it's a collection of mm-hmm. different writings from different people, pastors, laymen, activists, Christian hip hop activists, like myself. And, you know, just going back to what we were talking about, my inspiration was the G. Craig Lewis ex-ministry movie. I was so furious with
what over him
said from the pulpit, you know, in his videos, because he was saying how hip hop was a culture birthed in hell. Mm. That's his premise. But I'm, you know, number one, there's only one creator.
Come on.
Satan perverts what God creates, you know?
Yeah. So anything and everything can be perverted.
He doesn't have the ability to create. So that's no, it right. wasn't birthed in hell, you know?
Right.
It's an art form.
Yes.
Yeah.
So two, you know, I think of, there's a song that Swift has that goes, Lord, I live by your grace and your grace alone. That's why I seek your face and your face alone. Through my trials, I was never left alone. You were with me the whole time, but never left your throne. You know, deep meditating, you know,
powerful.
That's Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
So how are you going to say that was birthed in hell? You know, just so many holes in his arguments. And I hated seeing the church just, you know, you know,
yeah.
And it was just so wrong. So I just started listening to his sermons and going to some of his engagements and taking notes, because I was like, I'm going to tear this up. I'm going to discredit the word of God.
Praise God.
I am going to tear this up, you know, break these lies. This is a false movement. This is definitely not a guy. I had Christians, people coming to me, because I told them, this is the, you know, I'm here, I am a female DJ. And on top of that, some people had a problem because actually most of the artists I DJed for were guys, were men. Mm-hmm. But then they thought that, well, maybe she's, you know, she's promiscuous or just likes to be around. I've never even been big on dating in general. The brothers that I actually DJed for, very strong men of God, mm-hmm. beautiful families, and they set a bar for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was some of the things I was hearing, you know, and so I started making notes, and I was going into the word, you know what I mean, taking, I was, you know, hearing one of his arguments, I'm like, okay, let me go back. The Bible says this. And just started making my own little notes. And I'm trying to pull up something here real quick. I got some things here.
Nice. We'd love to hear some excerpt.
Let's see here. Oops. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
Okay. So this was this was Vibe magazine. So you remember how this is supposed to be a culture birthed in hell, right?
Right.
So, okay. Yeah. So Vibe magazine. This is a picture of 50 Cent on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
This is April 2005 issue. And, you know, it features, it's basically, you know, the outlets for you to learn, like, what's going on in hip-hop culture, mostly secular. But if in the centerfold of this Vibe magazine article, you have Breathe, Stretch, Pray.
Oh, wow.
This is multiple pages of people worshiping God. So there was a club in Brooklyn, New York. Sorry, it says Queens. I have to go back and read. It's been a while since I even looked at this myself. But basically, people, the youth used to wait outside up to an hour before the doors opened. Lines wrapped around the corner to get in for this Christian hip hop service.
Oh, wow.
It got so big and so popular, Vibe magazine picked it up and put it in the center of their magazine, with showing pictures of people worshiping and praising and crying out to God, page after page.
Yeah.
You know, so I mentioned that in the book. I mentioned, this is another one. This is a Black Men magazine. Here's a picture of Ashanti. This is June 2002 issue, right? Let's see. On the cover, one of the title articles says, "Does size matter?" So, you know, a secular magazine, hip hop magazine, all Black yeah. men. And then what do we have in the center? Corey Redd and Precise spit prophetic. This.
Yes. Yes.
In the center of the magazine.
Right. In the center of the magazine.
So, you know, you have people doing some phenomenal, you know, God using people mm-hmm. to infiltrate the hip hop culture and to be a light there. So I'm going to, I'll try to find something, a little excerpt here.
Yeah.
You know, so my chapter in this book, so this is the book here, mm-hmm. The Black Church and Hip Hop Culture Towards Bridging the Generational Divide.
Mm-hmm.
How I laid out my chapter, so just about how the book even came about. So I had my notes, I was taking my notes, doing my research, researching my word. And out of the blue, I get a phone call from Dr. Emmett Price.
Mm.
He's now works at a Christian college at Gordon-Conwell, Massachusetts. But at that time, he was the head of the African-American Studies at Northeastern University. He was the chairman of African-American Studies. Wow. And he asked me to co-author a book that he was doing, you know, mm-hmm. on the church and hip hop culture, right?
Wow.
And when he asked me, I said, Dr. Price, it's already done.
Mm.
All I had to do is, isn't that crazy how God works?
I love
just
it.
Following the leading of the spirit, what was passion on my heart. So he called me, it was already done.
Mm.
You know, you just
wow.
So I signed a major publishing deal with Scarecrow Press.
Nice.
And it's in Barnes and Noble, it's on Amazon. And it at that time, he also taught a hip hop class at Northeastern. And mm-hmm. this was one of the required readings for his class.
Mm. Oh, good.
Come on, Lord.
You know,
gifts will make room.
Big. Yep.
Yes. Gifts will make room.
Mm-hmm. And I always considered myself that person, knowing God said he chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, that's me. Yeah. You know, I've always struggled with school. I pushed and, you know, studied hard for 5 hours and still get a B, B minus. You know, it was always a struggle for me. And I know people much brilliant than me, you know, where God has just given me so much favor, you know.
And I think that's tied to your commitment to what he put you here for. Mm-hmm. And because you diligently sought him, he just continues to raise you up.
Well, that's why I chose the name Grace, the DJ name.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. lady with God's unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Female DJ of God's unmerited favor.
Wow.
You know? But so yeah, let me let's pick out an argument from the book here.
Come on, let's go.
Love it. Let's see what one of the popular ones. Okay. Okay, so one of his arguments, so how it's laid out is like in the chapter, I'll choose like argument. Well, you can't see that. It says argument one, and this is coming from G. Craig Lewis. He says, mm-hmm. rap is entertainment, not ministry. Even though there is a level of ministry found in Christian music, it's the beat and the melody, that's the draw. When it's time to draw men to Christ, the music should not be used to do it, but the Spirit of God will do it through an effective preacher.
Indeed.
And I said rebuttal. Revelations 12:11.
Come on.
They overcame, and I put in parentheses Satan, they overcame mm-hmm. Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. To a non-believer, and that just kind of, I won't read the whole thing, but just an excerpt.
Right.
I just said, to a non-believer, the Bible is just a theory. Nevertheless, we understand the Bible to be a collection of testimonies of believers, Christians, which validates that what the Bible says is true and still practical and relevant in today's times. Our testimonies are a powerful tool because they cannot be discredited, regardless of how much science and logic one may present. It's just like the story in John 9:1-34. In brief, a man was born blind. Jesus healed him, and the Pharisees refused to believe it. The man's response to them was, one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. So Christian rap and holy hip hop contain the testimonies and stories of believers and their transformation from darkness to light, which demonstrates the power and evidence of God. The songs and other expressions establish a relational connection with the non-believers, giving them faith to believe that God can save and change them. Scripture is also referenced in Christian rap. And Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Because of the scriptural content in Christian rap, the Spirit of God can use the music to challenge the thoughts and attitudes of the listener and convict his or her heart, which may ultimately lead one to repentance and a relationship with God. Whether this decision is made or not, we can have peace knowing that God's word will never return void. Isaiah 55:11.
Come on. I love it.
So my point, I just wanted people to be.
That is a strong argument.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted people to be equipped with mm-hmm. how to rebuttal, you know, this big disagreement with Christian hip hop ministry. So I've spoken at a lot of different church conferences and youth groups, you know, going over these different arguments. But my main thing for the book was to equip the body to be able to defend Christian hip hop ministry.
Wow. I love it. I love how not only God used you as a DJ mm-hmm. to just even be, you know, conscious of the fact that there needed to be a standard raised up against, because mm-hmm. Craig G. Lewis was huge.
Yes.
He was making a lot of, you know, noise. And
he was in Japan.
Noise. Huh?
He was overseas too. He had bookings in Japan.
And it was amazing how, you know, how this dissension was. And so God even using you to really kind of, okay, study this so that you can bring light to this darkness that he was spreading. The fact that you were a DJ doing that, and a DJ of Christian yeah. hip hop, and a DJ that was supporting Christian hip hop artists, I think is phenomenal. And I love the fact that you was a woman doing it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
So one of the things that I admire about you is, you know, your desire and passion to spread the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my heart.
Your desire to build the kingdom. Your desire to see, especially the youth,
mm-hmm.
to engage
yeah.
in the message of Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, non-conventional ways. Yeah. Not just going to church on Sunday, sitting in the pews and listening to someone preach, mm-hmm. but in other ways that will engage them in the process.
Yes.
And I think that that's what makes you different than some of the artists that are out there. Mm. And I think that you were the perfect person to write and co-write this book.
Thank you. Teaching the word is definitely my passion. I miss it. You know, that's, I don't want to call it a downside, but things change. Priorities change when you have kids, you know. I get, you know, you can't be out, you know, on the street with some friends witnessing, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you know, that's just, and like you said, it's not about Bible thumping anybody, just having conversation with people.
Just having a conversation.
You know, and you pray that God, when we go out tonight, let me feel their pain. Let me feel their heart. Let me feel what they're going through. And let me show, allow them to see you through me, you know?
Yes.
And one other thing I forgot, it's always, there's always like these little tidbits that keep coming back. Another thing that God allowed to happen was I wasn't just DJing Christian clubs. I was DJing gospel music, Christian hip hop and secular clubs. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
I'd open up that door back home in Mass. So what happened was I was DJing for a community outreach. This is in Cambridge. And you never know who's listening to you, you know? And, at the end of the night, a person came up to me and they own a club in Cambridge called River Gods. And they were like, I loved everything that you were spinning. It's like, you know, would you mind coming by, check out our club? And would you be interested in having a regular spot to DJ at our clubs on Saturday nights? I was once a month. It was something like the fourth or fifth Saturday or whatever. And I was like, okay. I was like, but I said, you know that I'm a Christian DJ, right? Like, I don't spin secular. She goes, oh, I know. She goes, I want what you were spinning in that part. That's what I want in my club. Now this is like, River Gods was like a bar slash club, you know, but very, very popular. And, I just couldn't believe, I said it three times the day that I made the appointment to go see it. I get there. I was like, now, you know, I said, now, you know, I was just like, I could spin. I mean, I had a whole collection. Everything's Christian, but I have Christian reggae, Latin, you know, hip hop. I mean, you know, the whole gamut of it, house. And so she was like, I want, she goes, what I was feeling in that part to be felt here. And this person's not a Christian. So anyways, what I did was, I was like, okay. I was like, oh, we're going to do this. I was like, we're going to do this. So I called some friends of mine. One of my friends is a pastor and he brought some of his people. And I was just like, we're going to hit them up. So I was like, when I come into DJ, I was like, I just want you guys to spread out, just sit up there. And they weren't drinking, you know what I mean? But just sitting down talking with people, witnessing. We did that on a regular rotation, you know? It was just like, oh, we're going to hit this, you know? And the whole time I'm spinning Christian music, people was like, oh. And sometimes people hold up like, I needed that. That was me, you know? So here I am spinning Christian music in a secular club. There was another time I was DJing for Bobby Bishop. Western Ave. I'm trying to think the name of the club. It's on Western Ave in Cambridge. The Western Front. It's called the Western Front. And another secular club. And I was playing Sho Baraka's You Can Be More. I don't know if you guys know that song back in the day. And I remember.
Yes. Yes.
The MC was like, oh, hold up. I mean, I thought. My heart just stopped because he's like, oh, hold up. He's like, pause it. So, you know, I did the backspin. He was just like, did y'all just hear that? People were looking up. They're like, yo, DJ, spin that expletive. Oh, and then they're like, they were jamming. They're like, who is this? I'm like, oh, this is Sho Baraka. We can be more. You can be more. And they'd never heard it before. And, you know, they were just like, oh, my goodness, you know. And I'm just like, we have this gift. We got all this collection of music. And they're dying to hear it.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you what happened that night too. Mm. When Bobby, Bobby Bishop, longtime friend, and now it's his DJ for many years. That night, while we were getting ready to leave, a guy approached him. He said, "This was going to be my last night tonight." He was planning to commit suicide, and this is was going to be his last night. And he's just like, I just can't believe that God sent Christians to a club to save me.
To save him.
So we just prayed with him and he started going to church with Bobby and, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So listen, we're wrapping up. I just want to get your thoughts. You know, we're Air Majesty Regal Radio, and so this platform is for women. You as a pioneer, somebody who kind of kicked open the doors and really kind of laid some great foundation. Where do you see the industry going, or where do you see it now versus back then when you first got your start, and how do females kind of play a role in its future?
I see the light going out. This isn't just an industry thing. It's more of a kingdom thing. This is the body of Christ issue. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. The body of Christ is in bad shape right now. I don't see that fervor like back in the day, you know, like you could just, it wasn't an issue to get together and pray for each other. And there was just a heart for the lost that I don't see no more. You know, it's kind of like somebody could be in the grocery store. They're struggling to pay for their groceries, and we just don't care. We're like, can you hurry up? You know, it's like lack of sensitivity. It's biblical prophecy too, you know, the times that we're in, that this kind of stuff would happen, but it doesn't mean that we can't encourage one another to get excited again about God. You know what I mean? To get rejuvenated again. There needs to be more ministry back in Christian hip hop, back in whether it's CCM, back in gospel. I see more artists who happen to be Christians than Christians who are artists, you know?
Hopefully, you know, we can facilitate some mm-hmm. of that rejuvenation mm-hmm. With this platform, or just, you know, deciding to lock arms and go together. Yeah. Each of us having our respective roles and functions, mm-hmm. like Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean? But I'm hopeful that the kingdom would come to earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Through what all of us do, right? So yeah, amen.
And Pastor Melba, I got a question for you. Where's your church?
My church is in Cottage Park.
Okay.
So Main Street, mm-hmm. Cottage Park.
Okay. All right, might have to come by for a visit.
Well, yeah, connect with us on Facebook.
Okay. And we're going to have you come back and feature your favorite females. So you're going to DJ your own set, maybe the Her compilation.
I can call the ladies. I can call the ladies.
Absolutely. That would be awesome. Yes. Yeah.
And then we're also going to connect with you to find some other pioneers that we can interview, like yourself, so that we can keep all of this good stuff going.
Well, I love what y'all are doing, especially with the ladies. There needs to be, we need to start bringing some more virtue back.
Yeah, to society, absolutely. You know? And really showcasing the light of what a woman is really about. Mm-hmm. I mean, because again,
a Christian woman,
right? The enemy gets so much shine because we're obscured and we're not really kind of coming out front and being leaders and tastemakers. Right. And so we're looking to kind of deliver that to the marketplace.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure to meet you. Oh my gosh.
As well, you guys, I had such to clear the cobwebs and think about, you know, all, but I mean, it made me.
It's time. It's time.
Yeah, it really is.
It's time.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's time.
Thank you, ladies. That's all.
So thank you.
Well, thank you again. And I love what you're doing. Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Stay tuned for more media that is inspiring the culture on Air Majesty Regal Radio.
This is Ty Scott King on iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. This one's for my sisters in the struggle, because we all know it's real. And no, it's not about ethnicity. See, this is a battle we all feel, because each of us has wrestled to deal when obstacles stand in our way. And we've all been drained, speechless, without prayers to pray. From dreams deferred that left us void of words to express our pains and disappointments. Yet we rise again day after day to fulfill our divine appointments. Because we all have a calling to fulfill, a higher purpose to complete. So despite being in our feelings sometimes, we dig deep. No, we never retreat. Because what hasn't killed us has indeed made us stronger. No, we are not weak. We're fiercer, bolder, wiser. We will attain that which we seek. So again, I speak this one for my sisters in the struggle. I declare that you will rise up from the rubble and overcome, because you are survivor, thriver, conqueror. Your best life has just begun.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Erica Kumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
For the virtuous women, living the lives the way God has intended, keeping the bodies on lock for marriage and carriage. Gotta have a ring before you have it. I'm prepping for my virtuous ladies, waking up in the morning praying daily. You let your light shine when it's shady, and love, you keep your cool no matter what the day brings. It's time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like an army. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. It's time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like an army. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say,
I'm prepping for a virtuous living. It's time to rise far above the times we live.
Shame, brothers, who ain't afraid to love one another. And if they fall down, they'll recover. Providing for their kids and for their wives, they are covered. I'm seeing all the unashamed men who ain't afraid to tell the world they're born again. Letting their lives show that God lives within. Not trying to hide the light so that you can make it in. It's time to step up. Strong like an army. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. It's time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like an army. Live loud, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say,
I'm looking for a virtuous living. It's time to rise for a broken time. To rise up, understand that Jesus is wiser. Living life in him and through him, yup, it's so much better, 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 better. With Jesus, you can do all things, no matter what this life may bring. Be the light, ain't nothing in the world more better, 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 better.
I'm weapon for a virtuous living. It's time to rise for a broken time to live.
Come to the end of another show, but let's stay connected.
Make sure you follow us, like us, and share on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at iCulture Radio.